today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You pothead, Maddie?
Well, you know.
All right, so you want to do a reefer show?
Yeah, and we start off
never
every
in
episode.
The mansion, though, right?
Never. No.
Oh, okay.
No, Tony would. Not okay.
Not okay.
But we start out every episode with a different porn trailer, so keep an eye out for that.
$47.50 is a pretty reasonable price for this dog. No, it's $4,750. And my question to you, listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show, when did the world of little eat their own eat their own? No, I didn't mean it that way. That was
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's nothing quite like a Monday starting the show being petty.
Yes.
And that's what I thought I would do. So I'm floating around, and there are good comments and bad comments about all three of us online. And it's we like to occasionally come up with something that's different, and we like to keep it interesting, and if somebody brings an idea or a new intern comes in or something new happens to one of us, we're constantly searching. That's why you do this. You want to have things that are fun. So going back to a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking, which I believe it or not, I do occasionally.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I was thinking about the show, and I was saying to myself, you know what? When we all took our vacations and mixed it up a little bit,
three,
and I was working with Rob.
3 weeks of a carousel.
Yeah,
3 weeks of a carousel. I got some just beautiful stuff from you two guys. And I said, you know what? I want to make sure that we set it up so that we get more of that. And we restructure the way we do it. It's behind the scenes. It's boring.
Right.
I'm not going to bore you with it. But it was confirmed, I think, as I said to you guys last week, that was a good call by me.
Yes,
absolutely.
I liked it. It's more interesting,
more
for
fun.
Me. Keeps things moving. It's sizzling, and you're both very funny gentlemen. And I wanted to make sure that I put processes in place to make sure that we're getting all of you guys, because between the Oscar story up with the Bush family up in Kennebunkport and the Rob concert moment that was so touching, those were just, that was gold to me. I loved it. And so we changed things around. Now, another thing I did was that Rob loves to look in the past. And in the belief that I will never change Rob, so I need to just mine
you buy
the gold.
In, Mike. You buy
what?
In.
You buy in.
You buy in.
Yeah. You buy in. Nothing's changing now. It's too
no.
late.
No, no, I'm too
the
old.
Ship has sailed.
I come in and you, instead of giving me grief for watching Charlie Chan movies, you said, you embraced it. You said, why do you like them? And then you took it to the next step.
Yeah, and sometimes I agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes you make a point that sways me. Sometimes we disagree. But I thought, how about Nostalgia Corner, where
right.
we give you a weekly segment on the show where you could come in and just get it out of your system.
Right.
And you took it and you ran with it, and you had a lot of fun. And it was not slap nuts funny, but it was interesting, and you talked about it. So online
who knew
this week,
that Edgar Allan Poe was from Baltimore? Like,
I
who
did.
Knew?
Oh. Everyone sort of knows that. Oh. Sort of a big deal.
That's kind of common knowledge.
That's what he taught us, though.
Well, no, I didn't mention that at all.
Oh.
Mentioned Dashiell Hammett, who was from San Francisco.
There was a raven, though.
No, there was a falcon.
Oh,
a Maltese
okay.
falcon. Sorry. And that comes from Malta.
See.
Sorry.
Right there.
Excuse me.
When he does that, I already say to myself,
I don't know,
how
Mike.
Can I regret doing what I did?
Who
look
knew?
What that just gave.
Who
that
knew
to
that
me
he
is like
that he came from Baltimore.
Baltimore. So, but online,
yes.
this weekend, from your people, your real people.
These people need to shut up.
The Rob Mobbers.
This, there is good, and you're getting, I think, a lot of good feedback. Now, Oscar will come in with another, with a counterpoint that I would
well,
surprise
me,
all but
run
I didn't
with,
see any.
We sort of all run with different circles
yeah,
of
we
people.
Yeah, we run with different circles. There are people that, well, you guys run with different circles. I get kind of everybody You're
an everyman.
In a vast sea of kind of like, yeah, Mike's all right. That's what I get. You know, that's the impression I get. You guys have passion on both sides. Now, the post on the fan club that I see is, I just listened to Rob's presentation of the Maltese Falcon. Maybe next week there can be an hour on the Beatles or Paul McCartney. Now, I think, at least my perception was, that was a bit of a ball-busting post.
Yeah, and I didn't see this post, so perhaps it's something that I have blocked in the past.
September 21st at 5:11 p.m.
Okay.
That's when the post comes down. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Let me see what's going
right.
on. And I dive in, and there are two things at play here. No one perceives it to be a ball-busting post.
Really?
At least the people that are immediately diving in, okay? And so people start talking, all right? And then this guy comes in who's very excited. His name is Patrick McQuillan. And
okay.
Patrick writes, it's time for a new podcast. Rob remembers. I'd buy it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know,
oh, that's
Rob
nice.
Remembers.
Yeah.
But again, somebody who likes the nostalgia
yeah.
after initial. And you're getting Nostalgia Corner is a great segment. It bothering Oscar is merely icing on the fruitcake. There's the dynamic of the show.
That's a well-written post about icing on fruitcake.
Yes. Then another guy writes, Don Smith writes, the 15-minute segment nearly killed Oscar.
Yes.
An hour of Rob waxing nostalgic could mean curtains.
I love the fact, here's what I love, is that
there might be two dead bodies with that one.
We've heard now the segment is 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and an hour, when in fact, I believe it was about 8 minutes. So folks, relax.
So it's nice that this guy, Patrick,
break.
Nice that this guy, Patrick, is excited. Okay, then I read the next post from him, and he writes, and actually, I'm not joking. The lad, there you go. There's a minute, immediately that way
that's
of discussing
great.
The lad. That's answer me these questions three.
Yes.
This is the guy in the comic book store.
Here I am, the 300-pound, 50-year-old lad.
The lad has warehouses full of vinyl and radio air checks. A show devoted to a deep dive on one subject. Then he goes here.
Okay.
Parentheses. Imagine an hour of old porn trailers without Mike the Prude killing the bit 10 minutes in.
What?
Okay, so I know. It's a big left turn where all of a sudden I'm killing the bit and it's 10 minutes in and I'm a prude? What the frig is wrong with you, Patrick McQuillan?
And that sounds alcohol-fueled.
It pissed me
because
off.
You're not a prude.
No,
I'm not. I'm a lot of things. You can call me.
The man's been married three times. Clearly, he's a passionate man.
You can call me fat. You can call me a cradle robber. You can call me overly temperamental. Oh. I don't care. Either by himself or with someone as devoted as he is, that would be a dynamic hour of fun. Make it so. Okay, so the make it so.
Don't care for
is
that.
Is a Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know, so this could come from 50 different. Hey, Patrick McQuillan, lick it. Lick my Irish bag, you douchebag. That ticked me off. And by the way,
would a prude say that?
No.
What's the deal with the porn trip? So does Patrick himself with peanut butter with his Shih Tzu dogs and lie on the back and hope you're going to talk about porn trip? Porn trailers? Where the hell did that come from?
In the past, in the audio vault, I have played an occasional porn trailer, but not for an hour.
More like for a larf, for any sensual nature.
I feel that perhaps I am misinterpreted.
Let me tell you this, though. I think it's important to straighten Patrick out because I think I get it. Patrick likes it when you refer to bodily fluids, okay? You know how Oscar and I get grossed out? So, Patrick, that's not us being a prude. That's us being grossed out. To be honest with you, hypersexuality and those subject matters are quite embraced by the members of this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
What we don't like, Oscar doesn't like it, is when Rob will say something that a dad shouldn't say. That's what we do.
Yeah. And that
it's
is
not
also
being a prude, Patrick.
No.
And also, Patrick should know that when I do that, that is oftentimes icing on the fruitcake because it's fun.
Because it just bothers
to drive talk about icing.
Hey, no, you see, you went there.
Well, I went there.
Okay,
I bothered
kids from two different women.
That's right.
He's nothing
that,
but passion
that we know of.
But that. But here's the thing. So, and then people. And by the way,
he's no prude.
No.
So there are a lot of people talking about spinoff shows. All right. Let me make another point here. Okay. Our spinoff shows don't do dick.
Oh,
okay?
That is
our spinoff shows are a toil. All right. And by the way, you love this show, and God bless you for loving this show. We couldn't be happier with how much support and over the years you've done that. But all the little side projects where you're like, do a podcast about this, do podcast about that. I just shuttered Political Persuasions because we didn't have the juice to keep that going.
Oh, that's a lie. It's because Chris Freitz wouldn't sit down for a broadcast.
That's a joke, but it's true.
He did not like to sit down. And there was a lot of fighting behind the scenes.
But I mean, really, all the other shows, they are all passion projects.
Right.
And we like doing them.
And by when you say, Rob's got a segment on this show, and we're going to funnel back the creative
juices.
He's got
cake and cookies.
And people also have to know that Nostalgia Corner came from your brain. It was your idea.
It was my idea that to mine your brain to put it on, and you loved it.
I was delighted to do it.
It is so much fun for me. And the thing about it is, Oscar came in, and the fact that Oscar might get annoyed at it is part of the juice. But Oscar backed me up. Tech 411. Oh, we haven't had Tech 411. We haven't had Tech 411 because
forever.
It doesn't do anything Oscar.
Right.
And I'm talking about ka-ching, ka-bing-a-ching. Okay? Right. Yeah. They can't all be passion projects,
people. Look, who knows? We might have a special here or there. Maddie just pitched a show called Maddie's Fatties, and it's not even about fatties and carbohydrates. It's fatties as in marijuana.
Maddie, really? Yeah, she loves to smoke weed.
Yeah, see, now you've thrown me off.
She wants to talk about CBD oils, all kinds of things.
You throw me off my rant. Maddie?
Yes.
You pothead, Maddie?
Well... You know.
All right, so you want to do a reefer show?
Yeah, and we start off
never
every
in the
episode.
Mansion though, right?
Never. No.
Oh, okay.
No, Tony would. Not okay.
Not okay.
But we start out every episode with a different porn trailer, so keep an eye out for that.
Maddie, as a broadcasting tip, don't interrupt the porn trailer. Just let it play.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Nice callback.
Nice callback.
She's
high. So anyway, it's really. So I mean. I get it, but it's like everybody. I get frustrated when I'm misinterpreted, and when I'm called Mike the Prude killing the bit 10 minutes in. Why are you my friend, Patrick? Why do you still follow me? Why do you do that when you harbor
Patrick?
This nastiness, you nerd, super horny dude? Why do you do that? What's the matter with you?
He's a fluid dude.
I think he is a known stirrer. I've seen the name. I recognize the name. Wait. Confirm, please. I could be wrong. White guy.
Fat, bearded, white guy.
White guy, yeah.
Hmm.
That's most of our audience.
Like me.
And me.
Yeah.
Bald or hair.
Or win a hat.
He appears to have a nice, lovely head of hair.
Oh, good for him.
That's great.
I got a different Patrick then. I had a bald Patrick that was a problem.
Hmm. There's lots
of
problems out
there. Profile picture has a cat on his shoulder.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's so nice.
What's wrong with that?
So anyway, but...
Right before he ate the cat.
They got musicals about him.
It's true. Good teaser.
But anyway, but he pissed me off. He really...
He should piss you off.
I get things said about me every weekend. 90% of them don't piss me off. There was something about this. First of all, I was the one that suggested the bit. Second of all, porn trailers.
By the way,
not really related all that much.
Hypersexual podcasts, not really my thing. Am I a prude? You know, I'm not a prude. If you can talk about a subject matter and dance around it like we do on the radio, fun.
Yeah, that's part of the fun.
But I mean, back in the day, you and I would probably agree. I mean, I think you and I appreciate the opposite sex as much as anyway. But the fact is, When you do the shows,
I'm no prude.
Thanks for throwing that in. When you do a show where you've got to interview these women that are in the biz, I think there's a segment of the population that likes it, but I didn't.
No, it was a tough conversation when we did it, 10 years ago?
It was tough, and I didn't miss, there were things that were, the other guys were better at it.
Yeah.
And I was fine with
that. I'd rather talk about CBD oils and how effective they are, Mike, on Maddie's Fatties.
That's right.
Maddie's Fatties. Yes. Fatty being a marijuana cigarette.
Yes.
Right.
A joint, or a J, as they sometimes call it.
A J. Smoke that J.
I'm going to smoke this J. I have this jazz cigarette that I'm going to enjoy after the concert.
The joy of this show is that you have three individuals that are so different in many ways.
Right.
And the joy of this show is that we butt heads. And, you know, and now Oscar comes to the table today. And the one thing I didn't get was a lot of crap about Nostalgia Corner.
No.
You're telling me your people were railing against Nostalgia Corner? Your horde?
I wouldn't call them the horde. I would say
Santaniacs.
In fairness, I had three messages.
Okay.
They said, how could you, one of them was essentially, how could you let that happen? Like, I have any program, I'm not the program director here. I'm
right.
Just one man.
Flesh and bone.
The other person, the other individual seems to be a Rob hater. They said, really? I had to learn that. And then, but they listened. They didn't fast forward through it. So I thought that was pretty important.
That's right.
And then,
by the way, the same thing goes for Patrick, who may not listen again. But
yes.
I don't know if I've ever singled him out before. I'm surprised I haven't blocked him. And I didn't block him, by the way.
Great word.
You're talking about Block Island, that group of people that, hey, you're on the island.
Great word that guy said in Oscar's comment is that he had to learn something. Oh, really? Learn. Yeah.
It was a highbrow conversation. I didn't mind it. It was something
Film
new.
Noir was the best. And he got. Yeah. I got a message that talked about Rob. They weren't my messages. They were posts about Rob off the cuff and the film noir. Now
and then the third comment was more it was a programming note that said you should do the same thing about the Fast and the Furious movies. And I said, sir, I've got enough on my plate. Thank you for the comment.
Yeah, and you really couldn't.
No,
you know?
No,
it's just not the same.
Unless we just talked about Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, it's not all movies. Minutes. Rob's knowledge is Rob is 10 miles wide and an inch deep. He's got a breadth of knowledge that covers many different
the
fields.
The man goes to brand new movie theaters to see old movies.
I do.
Yeah.
But
it's not all about movies. Music.
No,
too,
it's music. And we'll cover music, television. And old radio.
By the way,
sure.
The records. Only clip I saw from the Emmys that nobody watched was the funny bit. And the only one that I thought was funny was with Ben Stiller.
Oh, I have it in the audio
wax
book.
Figurines.
Yes, it's pretty
great. That was
great.
Funny.
Yes, I did like that.
That was terrific. I really enjoyed it.
And a lackluster death reel this year.
I didn't watch it.
Watched it online this morning.
I skipped the whole thing. So let me just say, Patrick, you pissed me off.
Yeah.
I don't know why you pit us against each other. Why you like that, that kind of conflict. Because, look, I think we bring conflict on a weekly basis,
also,
I think.
Without putting isn't as fun as it used to be.
And without getting too deep into the weeds, what portion of the nation does Patrick live in? Does he live on the western part of this country? Because I always recall that the people of the... Yes, that's what they live for out there, for some reason. It always has
really?
Been.
Really?
Yes.
Sacktown?
I'm not going to be specific.
Christine Baskets?
Yeah.
He loves conflict.
We want another firework for the rodeo.
Dive. I just wanted to.
Chip,
I just now wanted to
let the
it.
Monorail just buy the rodeo.
Yeah. So anyway,
I sounded more like Martha.
It was good though. Yes.
Chip, you know dipstick. I work at Costco every day. Why do you keep coming over?
I actually have the day off. I just came in to make long distance calls.
Will you watch Baskets with us, please?
I'm sorry. I. You know what? Make it more available to me. That's what I say to the television
go
gods.
Go to the
make
FX.
Make it more available.
And put
to
in
me.
A season pass, and it picks up three episodes.
I want to get it. I want to stream it.
I'll Venmo
where do
you
I
$4.99 every month so you can watch Baskets.
FX. Where do I stream it? I've got FX. I can go back
and do
get
it
the
on Hulu.
Episodes.
Hulu.
All right, I'll go Hulu. Watch Baskets on Hulu.
Okay.
What season should I go
start
back?
At the very beginning.
Yeah.
Start at the very,
very
beginning.
Well, I will do that.
Hey,
I will do that.
Mike, it could be the quirkiest show around?
Mm-hmm.
But I hate quirky. You know that. But I sit there and I watch Louis Anderson meander around his kitchen trying to figure out what he's going to get from Costco today, and it makes me smile.
You will laugh, and then the episode will end, and you'll say, what did I just watch?
Okay, I like that. I like the idea. And by the way, I'm looking for something. And, so Patrick and everybody else, Nostalgia Corner continues?
Yes.
We are happy. Who knows what about? There are no.
Once
that's
a quarter.
Rob's deal.
You never
that's
know.
Rob's, what's that?
Once a quarter.
Once a quarter. There you go. That was funny.
Every
that was funny.
Months.
Oh, and by the way, because I can't wait, I like to have my dessert before my dinner. I was going to save this to the end of the show, but I'm going to be using it periodically
because
I loved it so much, and I went back and listened to it 20 different times. You know how my son has a moment where he will end the show. Yeah. Yes. Like the James Bond mm-hmm. thing mm-hmm. or the new thing is Michael reacting to our comedy.
Oh, so good.
If somebody
oh, wow.
says something really funny, Michael will continually comment on it. You know, like I can't think of anything really funny right now, like a bad pun yeah. or something like yeah. that. Well, the Bob Newhart thing on the Emmys. Yeah. Michael, did you enjoy that?
Not funny.
Oh!
Not funny.
That is brilliant.
Too great.
I need another ringtone.
Not funny.
Could that be my ringtone for
and,
you, Mike?
And useful.
That would be great.
So, well, for those of you that wanted me to start the week with some wonderful positive energy, you're welcome. There we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Is this funny, sir?
No, it's not. It's tragic.
Do you have an answer?
Absolutely. My answer is I don't have the first damn clue. Maybe he was an early riser and liked to pack in the morning. And maybe he didn't have any friends. I'm an educated man, but I'm afraid I can't speak intelligently about the travel habits of William Santiago. What I do know is that he was set to leave the base at 0600. Now, are these really the questions that I was called here to answer? Phone calls and footlockers? Please tell me that you have something more, Lieutenant. These two Marines are on trial for their lives. Please tell me that their lawyer hasn't pinned their hopes to a phone bill. Do you have any other questions for me, Counselor?
Lieutenant, do you have anything further for this witness?
Thanks, Danny. I love Washington.
Excuse me. I need to dismiss you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate if he would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
I don't know what the hell kind of unit you're running here.
And the witness will address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I'm quite certain I've earned it.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
It's the vocal. Listen.
I've never heard the song.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, all the way from Radothi, North Carolina. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Bug Tussle, Texas. Love that place. They got a condo there. Pee-wee, West Virginia.
It's very small, Arthur.
He'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Hey, wait.
Exeter, New Hampshire. That's a nice location. Great school there, I think. But that might just be the name of the school. Somewhere else. But I don't know. Like, I know. Frogstown. Ribbit. Frogstown. Frogstown, Pennsylvania.
That's sure. Fun.
Thank you very much. That'll be enough. That'll be enough, Frog.
Cut it out.
All right, thank you very much. And Zurich, Switzerland.
No, Mike, we're calling it Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Switzerland.
Switzerland.
That's right.
Wouldn't we love to do a remote from there?
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
Lots of buzz about that over the weekend. Look at you. What a year. Nice going. Everyone watched your show. The media loves your show. Your show is fun and quirky, and it's the best thing for the Jewish faith since the bagel. Your night at the Emmys is going to be nice. Then, out of the blue, Phoebe Waller-Bridge snatches your Emmy for Best Lead Comedy Actress for something called Fleabag. You were a shoe-in, Brosnahan, but you were denied. Oy vey. And you know why?
Why?
Because you're not special, Rachel.
That's it.
You tell your jokes, you make your brisket, but you don't matter. This is very fresh copy right here.
Yeah.
There's nothing keen or notable about you. So if you assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, you pushy broad. No second chance, no exceptions. You're not special. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. www.mikeomarashow.com and click the banner. 1 week, then that's all. That's all. That's right. The last week.
Yeah.
Do we have to? Do I have to cajole more, Oscar? Or
I think the message is: this is our fundraiser, and if you like treats, buy a fruitcake.
I guess you weren't so marvelous after all, Mrs. Maisel. Happy Hanukkah. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It was an upset at the Emmys, Michael.
Thank you, people. Let me tell you,
I shouldn't post about sports when sports are going on.
Like live posting?
Like live, just like in the middle of a game when I'm mad at my New York Giants and I put this lengthy post out that nobody cares about. It is the form of communication that I am trying to wean myself off of because I, first of all, have this vehicle and I can come in and talk about it. Secondly, sports are very narrow. We have our teams that we like.
Yes.
And most of the country is fragmented when it comes to sports. So it's extremely narcissistic. That's why I was always a fan of the Zang for my series of Washington Capitals fans, because it wasn't over the top.
And people knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
There was a small group. That's it.
Like an exclusive
when I post
club.
About, you know, the Giants defense and the quarterback fumbles, the new quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And I'm doing it in the middle of the game, and then the Giants have a stunning comeback.
Yes.
You look like full. So before they even started that, I took the post down. So I do get credit for deleting it, but I don't like to write something that I then delete.
Yeah.
If you, I keep it in a pretty simple way.
You are self-aware enough to know that if you were on the other side of that post, and maybe somebody had the Red Zone channel, and they were like, oh, Mike just said that the worst team in America. The worst team in America is coming back. They may actually win this game.
When in fact you took an amazing amount of grief on Thursday last when you picked the Giants. An amazing amount. As a matter of fact, following the pick, didn't the first thing you said, I think the first thing you said was, duh. Because you knew,
because I thought
you felt it was a bad pick.
I think most of America did.
Yeah.
And by the way, the defense of the Giants I still believe is a bad team. But
how do you explain the Lions?
I would have gotten the same crap if I picked the Lions again, and I should have picked a Lion. It was a very weird week. We will cover that in the NFL. Very strange. But as far as posting during live sports, it's a slippery slope.
Sure.
Anything can happen in a game. Anything can happen. The tides can turn. Stunning upsets, stunning comebacks. It happens.
I learned this, Mike. I learned this last year when I was live posting during the Tony Awards. It's just, you can't gauge the flow of the water. You can't.
Did anybody watch the Emmys? Did anybody watch them?
I had them on as we were working at the new studio, watching the Emmys as we were working in the background.
It just was there. I mean, I looked at it.
Well, there was
and
a new
said,
episode of Succession on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there was a Gemstones last night.
Gemstones.
Well. Yeah.
So you guys are better at TV watching than I am. I haven't been very good
at
the fall.
You've got a toddler. You go to bed at what, 9 a.m.? 9 p.m.?
Yeah, he goes to bed at 9 a.m. as soon as we start the show.
9 p.m.?
Used to go. I've gone to bed at 9 a.m.
I know.
I really have.
That's all.
What's your call time, really?
What? Last night, 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's normal for a parent with a toddler, I imagine.
I think so.
Yeah, right? It's not a toddler. He's 6 years old.
What's a toddler then?
Well, toddler's like three.
Or younger than that. Age. Think of a child that toddles when they walk. They're not good at walking.
What is a six-year-old then?
A six-year-old is 72 months old.
A six-year-old is a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
Small Mike.
Little Mike.
All right.
Why do you say small Mike like you've just had some sort of victory? You just called a six-year-old a toddler.
Because somebody...
Not funny.
That's
because
my
remember,
toddler
right there. The listener wrote in and said, small Mike.
Yeah, but it's just funny the way you connected
it. Well, now I can figure that out.
So So, Mike, talking about the Emmys, you mentioned the one funny moment. I can play this now if you like. Ben Stiller and Bob Newhart. It was a very funny moment.
It's not going to translate, though. It's not going to translate to audio, but try it.
I think it does because
he's walking by wax dummies, and then he gets to Bob Newhart.
I think it because it's Bob Newhart's timing that makes it work, because even though Bob Newhart is 90, he still has that classic timing. Yeah, he walks by a wax figure of George Burns. He walks by a wax figure of Lucille Ball, and it looks like a wax figure. There's Bob Newhart standing perfectly still.
What would Bob think today if he could see how the rules have changed?
Ben, I'm still alive.
Funny.
Very funny.
Funny
premise. Yeah, no, I knew that.
I don't think so. You put me... you put me with George and Lucy in this weird... Wax Museum of Comedy.
No. It's more like legends. Like legends of, you know, comedy that are alive, dead, all different types of legends.
This legend is gonna kick your ass. That way you'll know I'm alive.
I thought you didn't curse.
You thought I was dead.
Funny. Well done. I mean, they're both geniuses in their own right as far as comic actors. So anything else? I mean, I didn't even watch it. I didn't watch one.
Two brief moments that I'll give you in the vault. But you know what? The thing is there was so no buzz this morning.
Yeah, an absolute lack of buzz about it. The Browns almost beat the Rams. That was fun to watch as well.
I didn't watch that one. Yeah, and that would have helped Daddy if the Browns beat the Rams. But unfortunately,
Ever tried putting, especially on the computer, putting four channels up at one time? Is that too much?
I watch what's the thing on DirecTV? What, is it the Red Zone? Or it's the mix. They have mix one and mix two.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I'm not good at it. If you're skilled to do it, I like the Red Zone because it switches from game to game to game.
Yeah.
That I can handle. The mix where you're schizophrenically looking at the different
things. If you have a slight buzz during the mix, you will get dizzy.
Is it true that everyone can agree on the mix, even the boss? Is that true about that?
Mix 107.3.
If I have my computer and there's a game on, I will put a window in the corner that just has the score, who has the ball down and everything like that. That's sort of a passive way you can follow a game without being totally sucked into all the stuff.
Also, it depends on which team you have. Yesterday, my in-laws are in town, and they're a huge Patriots fan. Shannon.
They love the underdog, Mike.
Stepfather, Jeff. Huge. So I'm thinking,
that's obnoxious right there if you have to deal with that, to be honest. Well,
does he also enjoy the New York Yankees?
He's from New England, though. I give him a pass. Like, he's got New England accent.
Yeah,
I get it.
I know,
right?
And I love my friends from New England.
A Red Sox
so
fan as well.
Sick of the Patriots.
He was a Patriots fan before the Patriots were winning.
I believe there are a lot of people that work.
So we end up at some bar, and you've been there, Mike, I'm sure, public bar in D.C. downtown. It's a New Orleans bar by Saints Bar. It's a Saints bar, but we had to go somewhere close to the office, so we walked over to watch the game there.
Okay.
The Saints game is a 4 o'clock game, the 1 o'clock game for the Pats game. We're watching the Pats game, and they're destroying the Jets. The Jets, I don't even know how a New York team is this terrible. And Maddie, I know the Bills have been bad, but the Bills are much better than the Jets.
It's not fun to watch.
And we're sitting there, and at one point, Brady throws a block for his running back. And Brady's 41, and he said, "Did you see that block?" And I'm pretending that I saw it because I'm eating my wings and moving on with my life. And
you don't really care, is what he doesn't know.
I don't care about the Pats. I'm watching the Ravens game.
No, you don't really
even
care about football that much, but that's okay. You're eating your wings.
What are you talking about?
You're not you like the event.
I like the action. Put me in a box. Put me through. Give me in a parlay.
Not,
I'm in.
There is not a team in the NFL that you were invested in most.
I pick it. I was a Rams guy. Rams started winning. I said, too much of that. I'll go back to the Ravens. We're good to go.
But be fair, Mike. He was for a while.
I chose the Rams, Mike, before they were even winning, and people laughed at me. It was fantastic.
When did you choose the Rams?
4 years ago.
When? Oh, a lifetime.
Yes.
A lifetime ago.
As soon as they left for greener pasture in Los Angeles.
Man, so I wish we were working LA. With I yes. wish we were working with him 4 years ago.
You were.
So I could remember when he was on the Rams bandwagon. Oh,
when he wore all his Rams jerseys in the work.
All those bumper stickers?
I don't like wearing another man's name on my back. That's not my thing. So what I will say is this.
Why he never wears the Rob Spiewak shirt.
As I'm watching, he throws this block. Couple more, I think two more plays go on, and then he leaves the game. And my father-in-law goes, he goes, Brady's out. I'm like, yeah, it's cleanup time. Like, they're going to give the rookie, the fourth round pick, draft pick, just like whatever he wants. Let him play.
Sure.
He goes, no, he never leaves the game. It's that block he threw. What if he's got a broken collarbone? He shouldn't have thrown the block. This is happening right in front of me, and I'm like, man, I just want to kill these wings and then get back to work. Like, that's yeah, all I want to do.
The greed of the Patriot fan,
yes,
cannot be. The Patriot fans that don't even blink when they sign Antonio Brown. These are right. The they are now. I saw there is a special. I don't know where they're running it. That features Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, and these are you have probably the most successful mm-hmm. college coach talking to the most successful pro coach. And they seem to get along really well because they're both
winners.
Dicks.
Yeah.
You say winner, I say they're they're both. They are happy with their dickishness. And I believe this statement was made. You've heard of climbing the mountain where, well, we're the mountain.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, pat yourselves on the back a little bit more. Mm. And it goes, look, I love it. Carla doesn't understand my passion now. In the area of sports, has moved off of my Red Sox and onto my New York Giants, who I was raised with from a lad.
As my mom would say, Los Giants.
Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
The passion for me, and this is my own abnormal personality. This is my abnormal pride. This is why the Capitals, why it was so much fun. The long history. And by the way, Redskins fans, embrace it.
Yeah.
Love it. Use it. Enjoy it. Stick with them because...
Eventually, because they're going to win.
Well, you see, you can't, though, because you know why? The Redskins have got half of the equation right. They're losing. They can do that. But they're not a likable organization.
I know they're not a likable organization, but it doesn't matter because they've been around a long time before Danny Prickamatic came by and bought the team. Let me finish my point.
I'm sorry, please.
The point I'm trying to make here is that when you have the idea of long-suffering, my thrill with being back on the Giants bandwagon is because they're losing and they look so crappy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. As a matter of fact, after the major completion, the Giants give up this great long gainer right down to the 20-yard line, and they're going to lose the game in the last second with a field goal. And I am ranting, and Carl says, I'm going into the other room. I cannot stand this. That's the joy. The joy of bitching. You look at people, that's fun. If your team is winning all the time, it's just boring.
Yep.
It's boring. The quest is what it's all about.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I love being a Red Sox fan for decades when they ripped my heart out. Your team your team ripping your heart out and sucking is part of the thing that makes it so attractive.
So it was that so it made that so much more choice when they won the World Series.
Yes.
But now is it less fun to be with them?
Because they won it twice since then, right?
Well, it's less fun to be them because they won a couple of times since then. They've won a few times since then, and the Patriots have won. So the New England sports fan is now this creature of entitlement that I don't like being around. It bugs me. It really bugs. Now, would the Red Sox get in the hunt again? Of course I'll root for the Red Sox for the rest of my life. And I'll raise my son to root for them. But it's the sizzle is not there. This is how weird it is.
Yeah.
I'm just not the kind of guy that likes it that way. Do you understand?
I understand that. But then someone would also say, if you suffered that long and then you finally won, isn't the winning better than all the losing that you've encountered?
The winning immediately after the losing is after you've gone, you've rooted for a team. I give you the Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
I give you the Boston Red Sox. I will give you the Washington Redskins if and when they ever get to the top of the market. Yeah. The Detroit Lions, great example of that. That's what I love watching in sports. The long-suffering fan, the Bills,
yes.
The long-suffering people. That's what I love. That, to me, is what the magic is. That's sports, not win, 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 win. And look, and kudos to the to the Patriots for doing what they've done with that organization, but it doesn't make it good for anybody else. Everybody just likes to hate them. That's and so
you hate the mountain, Mike.
But you always have to have the mountain. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. There are always going to be mountains in professional sports and on Dolly Parton.
Also, I have a.
That was not a good joke. I'm
not funny.
That's going to live forever.
He respects
that
women.
That is going to live forever.
Just love him so much. I asked him one take, by the way.
Good boy.
So we finish the game, and you can tell he's just. But I think that's also a true fan. Someone that's like, doesn't matter how well or how good or how terrible their team, they care about every play. I am not that guy. I'm not that guy. I am not.
Me neither. And but I love me the sports games. Yes. And you know what? And I like that we've gotten into the NFL this season. We don't do that very often, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, well,
and
you like it now because you're winning.
We should cover that. But I also would like to touch on. I know that I ranted about the French bulldog when Mrs. O'Mara was. Did I get into the real weeds of the price structure?
You mentioned it was rather high, but you didn't get into the weeds.
Well, Mrs. O'Mara pulled off the French bulldog after that, and we decided that Frankie does need a companion, and it was a little visit over the weekend to the pet store. I will not mention them by name. There's no need to mention them by name. Petland. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh my God, a new episode is out now, and we are finding the secret to long life with a Washington icon who just turned a century, a major boxing announcement you won't hear anywhere else, and breaking medical news from the OMG headquarters. Don't worry, Mike, it's not contagious, I think. Subscribe to the Oh My God Show now on YouTube, Facebook, and Apple Podcasts.
Nice to like that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now. The Fall Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get yourself ready for autumn with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your interests, delivered right to your door. This box is full of so many cool things. You've got to see it to believe it. Carl and I fight over the exfoliating pads. We don't. What is wrong with my mouth? Shouldn't drink right before I do the commercial. Exfoliating pads.
Ooh. Better. And you're positively glowing, Mike.
Not turning into Bob Newhart, I hope. many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. She goes nuts when this comes in.
Sure.
I love some of the products. I'm not an exfoliating pad guy, but I love the salt and pepper shaker that came in the last box. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It really is quality stuff. And here is this is the cool fact. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty. They're all full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples of anything. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. They've got great stuff in there, and they're samples that are not sample size. They're just giving you the full-size product. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well-lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And we thank you and get that right out to the
FabFitFun is like when you go
read in the history of reads.
It's like when you go trick or treating and you get a full size Snickers. There's nothing fun size in this box.
I love full size.
Yeah,
Snickers.
It's the big deal, man.
I think I'm getting into the. I know it's early, but I'm just getting into that mindset of fall. Just no. I'm not going to dress up. I'm just thinking about Halloween and my little man and
high drag.
Yeah, I just wish I do. This is the time of year where I do wish I lived in the community where I could hand out stuff.
You have, but is your house still sweating? Is it still oppressively hot down there?
No, not today. Thank God. But it's
still in the 90s up here, and it's the first day of fall.
It'll be 90 here today.
Yeah,
not cool. I don't like summer rolling into fall.
No.
Yeah, well, it's endless summer down here.
Not funny.
Thank you, Michael. So here it is. She pulled off the French bulldog because they said, well, these dogs are ridiculously expensive and we need to get a more common breed of dog.
Yeah.
She said, well, a Chihuahua would be fine. I said, I love Chihuahuas. I think they're so, you can travel with them. You put them in a bag and take them on a plane. They're fine. No fuss, no muss. Mickey Rourke loved his Chihuahua. I love Chihuahua.
But not like a peanut butter.
Not like a Ziploc bag.
No, you won't have air. You put holes in it, you can put them in. So
no peanut butter. What?
I said they love peanut butter.
Oscar, you're going in a ways we don't want to go.
No, I'm a prude.
That's right. Stop
yeah,
it.
The thing is, I said, well, that's great. I'll hand, and I immediately said, yeah, a chihuahua, I'm fine. Chihuahua, no fuss.
Two
adding
chihuahuas.
Two chihuahuas instead of one would be, I have absolutely zero problem with that. So we decide over the weekend we will take a run out to the local pet store. And we go into the pet store and we go down and there is a litter of chihuahuas. Well, they mix them up, these places. And they have different breeds inside the puppy little containers that they have. And you look through the glass and they're all cute and there are people up there and all the kids are going, ooh, you know, it's puppies. And so we walk through and there's a cute little brown chihuahua with blue eyes. Really, really
pretty.
Cute little chihuahua. Very pretty dog. And I said, well, let's take a look at that one. And so, and by the way, we have Frankie with us. We traveled with Frankie that day.
Oh,
so Frankie's
you,
in a little.
Took him?
We took him. He's in a little puppy carrier.
Does he, that's
great. We didn't let him out.
Can he smell the dogs?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, he's sitting there. And they have this big, at this particular one we go to, it's got this big pen where you can, you know, get to know the dog. So they bring the dog out. And the dog's a dog. It's a chihuahua. It's a puppy. It's walking
shaky,
around.
Nervous? How is it?
Yeah, shaky, as they always are. You're going to eat me. And it's walking around. And then the young lady who is handling the dog, I said, well, how much does it cost? And she says, I'll be right back. And I'm like,
pfft. Wait, they don't have price tags on their collars?
No, they should. But by the way, as soon as she says, the first, you know, suspect moment, I'll be right back. I said, okay, here we go. And then... If you've ever experienced anything in the world of any kind of retail, if you're going to get, I don't want to say anything, I wish this was the bonus show.
If you got to ask, you can't afford it.
If you're going to get greased up and serviced, they're going to go get the paperwork. And because what you're going to hear is not a price. They're not going to give you a price. What they're going to do is they're going to ramp up their spiel to tell you all the reasons why the price is what it is.
And
she
also,
goes in.
Let me ask this. Did you get the impression at any point when they can't give me in any situation a price up front?
Right.
That leads me to think they're bringing in someone that's going to gauge how much you will pay.
No.
You never got that.
It's not a negotiation. No,
okay.
This is not the lady for that. This is a puppy store.
And forgive
employee.
Me.
I'm
like an hourly employee.
What she's doing is she's going to get her script.
Ooh.
Oh, like a robocall.
That
sucks.
And the script is, you know, we go to the veterinarian, we get all their stuff, we get the little chip installed. They're all about it. And it's going on. And I am sitting in the corner with my wife. My son is playing with the little puppy. My wife is listening semi-intently. And I am sitting there with my head down at the 2-minute mark of this spiel. And I'm rubbing my eyes. And I'm saying to myself, as this is going on, I said, she's very young. She's obviously working
in the
store. Don't be cruel. Don't be angry. Don't be mad. And just let it. And I couldn't. I couldn't hold on. I couldn't hold on. And because I'm just sitting there, I said, yeah. Is there just, could you just tell me how much the dog costs?
Right.
Well, I said, no. I just want to know. I appreciate all your information, and that's the tone I'm using.
Right.
I appreciate all your information. I'd just like to know how much the dog costs. And she said, "Well, it's $47.50." And I said, $47.50 is a pretty reasonable price for this dog." No, it's $4,750. And my question to you, listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show. When did the world of little eat their own? Eat their own. No, I didn't mean it that way. That was the eat their own poop.
That's why it costs $5,000.
Eat their own poop. Smell each other's butts. Jesus. Puppies. Vomit on your floor. Puppies. Urinate on your bath mat. Puppies. When did I miss the zero?
Yeah.
When did the added zero come in? When did this absurd price gouging hike take place? Because I have never been offended like I was offended by that price.
I'm shocked.
How much did original Frankie cost?
Probably in the neighborhood of $400 or $500.
Okay.
Which I thought was an insane amount of money back in those days.
I'm
10 years ago.
I have to ask my wife how much Santos actually cost. Because it was, and because
you added some features,
right? Because I don't want to be.
You added some features.
I don't want to be.
You got the white wall tires.
I don't want to be. California emission. I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Mercedes leather.
But I know the feeling that you had was the feeling I had, but I wasn't in the midst of an actual transaction when I saw the price.
Okay,
this was planned out for months.
Find that out.
I'm going to find
that
out.
We're going to take a break. We will come back. I will finish this up because I'm still stunned. And a little pissed about the fact that
I would be too. That's
what's going on.
That's a sensible used car price right there.
We'll it's a good used car for
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. This big. We'll take a break and come back.
With that new renovation show on the TV, everybody's talking about the Brady Bunch again. So, do you remember me? I'm Sam the Butcher. I used to provide Alice with my meat. Whoa. If you want some groovy fun, make sure to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a 6-episode of TMOS every week that's ad-free, uncensored, and the content is as juicy as medium-rare sirloin. Luckily, the TMOS Bonus Show is totally vegan, yet keto-friendly. I don't know what that means, but it sure sounds good. Duh. Just click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com and grab that bonus content so you can support TMOS. Next time, I'll tell you about the time Mr. Brady came into the shop and bought some foot-long hot dogs and then reached under my apron. I let him do it. The 70s were wild. Just ask Ann B. Davis. She could go all night. The bonus show. Sink your teeth into it. Right, Alice?
Welcome back to the show. Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them to change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo.
Yes.
KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box is designed by experts and tested by kids and has all the supplies needed for that month's project. Easy to follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from for different age groups, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, convenient, affordable, and it encourages your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. All right, we're talking about the price of dogs, which I guess I didn't get the memo that somewhere during the last decade, they added a zero onto the cost of, dogs at like pet stores.
I imagine that you probably shut the entire operation down when you heard that price. Was this the price for all Chihuahua pups, or was this special because he had blue eyes?
They said to me that, I think Carla might have asked that question. Is this what all the dogs cost? And she said, well, there may be, the price does go down for some of the dogs that have been here longer.
Oh, yeah, like day-old bread.
Maybe he's a Game of Thrones dog with the blue eyes.
I don't know what the price structure is. All I know is that it's just a weird, weird
vibe. I found the price.
Oh, good.
And by the way, before you do that, Oscar, we got a little toot from the young lady after we said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was very, very, she's like, oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. You're offended at us for balking at that ridiculous number?
That's a used car.
So you got the price of Santos.
So I knew he was expensive, and I knew that my wife wanted a baby. So I made the choice to help with this dog to forego the children in our lives for some time.
Postpone. And you should explain that he is
postpone is a better word.
He is a niche breed with special quality.
Yes. And she had been on sites and talked to people and
right.
Yeah, you know,
Labradoodle,
found if there was papers, who knows. I just remember driving north of Baltimore, felt like almost Pennsylvania.
You went to an actual breeder. You skipped the middleman.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gotten dogs like that before.
$3,900 plus tax.
You are part of the problem.
Yes, you are not
part
helping.
Of the problem.
I'm not. Plus tax.
I can't.
Who's taxing them?
When did I miss this?
Taxing
us.
Yeah, but he's a Westworld dog. Look at him. He's literally sitting in the studio doing nothing.
A lot of nothing for $3,900.
He's not barking.
So you're happy with the dog?
Yeah. I remember talking about this, that Kevin Smith, director Kevin Smith.
Yes.
He was on a podcast, one of his many, and he said, I had the best dog in the world. I was in New Jersey where his comic book store was or wherever it might have been. He stopped. He picked up a dog. It was almost $5,000. He said that dog was the best dog in the world. And then when he got married, his wife rescued three more dogs. Each one of those dogs cost more than his $5,000 dog because those other dogs destroyed the house. And I said to myself, well, that's heartless, and you got to save animals where you can save them. They just didn't have any Labradoodles at the actual Humane Society when we stopped by. So
because the what you get at the shelter is the American Bulldog.
Now,
the American Bulldog and the Pitbull mix. Pitbull mix.
And for those who save and actually foster those animals, you are better off. Trust me, we don't talk about charity enough here. There are dollars from my pocket that go to the Humane Society or a local shelter, depending on what you want to do.
I'm speaking from ignorance here, but is it not an issue with dogs and availability of homes? And aren't there plenty of unwanted pets that need homes?
Yes.
And you know what? I think the idea of being breed specific, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start shooting down to the shelters to find the fit.
Please do.
Good organizations that do. I was going to ask, have you Googled Chihuahua Rescue?
Yeah, I have.
And did they have one down there?
It's like everything. When you do that search on the internet, I didn't have the 2 hours
to
dive in this particular weekend after the shell shock of that. But I mean, I'm saying, I guess if they're charging that, they're getting it.
Yeah.
That's the market.
An item is only worth as much as someone will pay for it.
I don't know if that's truly the case because all my friends except for myself have rescues and they are happy. Like they are happy and they love those animals.
It's a rescue.
And I remember telling them, I was like, look, I'm just not trying not to have kids right away. This is the easiest way. Path of least resistance.
And to be perfectly fair.
Don't judge me.
In a way, you're saying that before you said for the cost of the dog.
Yes,
it's like what she did at the pet store. You know, you're giving the... Well, by the way, before I tell you what I paid for this dog, let me just say that I did not want to have children at this particular time.
Because remember, we were trying for a while, and I was like, I don't think we're ready for any of that.
You just bought off the future for $4,000.
Yes.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the
Santos
Santanas
is
the Moors with Bear and,
Santos.
Santos is a well-mannered, hypoallergenic, calm, sweet dog.
Yes.
Great dog. But I don't know if he's $4,000 great.
You're talking about my fur kid there.
Well, you know, you've said some stuff about Robert, and you know what? I think both of our comments bear some truth.
All I can tell you is, for me, you know, and I'm sure it would have been five bills after taxes, you know, for something that fits in a change purse. I'm sorry, I'm not, you know.
This is a great question.
Yes.
What if you had a golden lab, gorgeous, beautiful hair, like bigger dog.
Now I get it. Okay, I understand what you're saying. So now I'm beginning to realize when you see that connection where maybe it's the first dog, this is a dog I'm getting for Frankie to hang out with Frankie. And by the way, there's a bit of a moratorium on the pet search. And frankly, I'm glad, you know, my kid's not emotionally invested in it, so I'm fine with that from taking a break. But I think I understand. You get that connection. And you go, oh my God, that is our dog. And I just thought that the pet population had exploded and it was necessary. And by the way, even the rescues are charging you $400 to $800.
Did you pay for your dog?
It was like processing stuff. I think it was like $300 all told.
When I got the cat, Now lives on a farm, still alive, doing her thing in Virginia.
Did you give it away?
Khaleesi, yeah, 9 days afterwards. Yeah. I
didn't like watching him in the shower. The cat used to watch him in the shower.
$350.
Right. For a cat?
For the cat.
What, you got that? They paid you that?
You make a donation and they get you through the process at the DC Humane Society.
What, they paid you?
No, I paid them.
Oh, to get your cat.
If you ever pay for a cat, you are a rube of rubes. Because people,
same thing with a dog. But you're adopted. It's rescue. What do you rescue? They're rescuing $400 out of your pocket.
Yeah. That $400 is safe. Safe and sound.
I thought a rescue was high. Here's my credentials.
No. There is.
I'm home.
There's the same preamble of, you know, we survive off donations, and traditionally this would cost this.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Yeah. And things have gone up, shocker.
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to the other.
I do have a quick update about the Cat Cafe, and I might have said this earlier, but I want to highlight it now. The Cat Cafe now has a new location, which is even more prime
time
than it
did. This is the thing you put on your roof?
No. There's a cafe in Georgetown where you can go and pet cats if you're not allowed to have cats in your life.
Yeah.
Where you go and actually work on your computer. And there's
Patrick McQuillan, I got a place you can visit in Georgetown.
Yeah. Mike, it's an idea that we borrowed from the Japanese.
Yes, there you go. Cat Cafe.
There's a new cat cafe that's opened.
All full of new cats.
And it's on M Street and not like an offshoot of, I would say, Georgetown. It's on M Street.
M as in meow.
And... And I walked by.
Oh, sorry.
Not funny.
Just trying our best, folks.
So I said to Shannon, I said, Shannon, do you still want to go and pet cats? Because we were dating. That was her thing. She didn't want to. I didn't want a cat. We gave away the cat that I bought. So we would go to this cat cafe and she'd sit there and pet him. And I know that sounds weird, but she's like, no, I think I'm a dog person now.
Hey, there you go. Well, on that note,
that's a promotion,
way to go,
right,
Shannon.
There, yeah. Right?
And hi, Santos, and hi, Linus, and hi, Frankie, and all our dogs.
And hi, dollars.
$5. Yeah.
See you later. Pound Sam. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael Merritt.
The year is 2019, and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins Show. AmeriCast and Tech 411 have all perished in a nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo.
Yeah, about that. Political Persuasions just released their final episode.
Oh, well. This is awkward. I guess you should listen to Cake and Cookies or something. I don't know. Skynet's won.
Well, okay. That was dark.
That was scary.
That guy updated his own promo about 12 hours after you canceled the show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Space age polymers? Multiple modes? Nope. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush. It's less about the brush, Yes, it's less about the brush. And more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what's actually mattering for your oral health. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
What is the one thing Julia asked to take back to school with her this weekend?
Tell me.
Brush head, a battery, and Quip toothpaste. That's what she needs. And she loves it. Wonderful.
Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day, so ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25 and you get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS.
News meow.
Woo.
Boo.
M Street.
Right on. Miami. The critics weren't kind to the final season of Game of Thrones, but the Emmy voters dug it.
Oh, yay for Emmy. Emmy loves Game of Thrones.
The show picked up two awards last night, Best Drama and Best Supporting Actor for Peter Dinklage, but it won 10 trophies at the Creative Arts Emmys last weekend for a total of 12. That ties the record Game of Thrones set in 2015 for the most Emmys won by a series in a single season. The show ends its run, and that's a total of 59 in all for Game of Thrones.
That's all.
The Amazon series Fleabag, which a lot of people tried to get me to watch, and I have to go back and check it out because it's got to be something.
I've seen
there.
It.
Fleabag won Best Comedy, and star/creator Phoebe Waller-Bridge won Best Actress in a Comedy, upsetting Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was nominated for the final season of Veep, and I think upsetting Rachel Brosnahan.
Rachel Brosnahan was probably the critical favorite, and the popular favorite was Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and maybe they split the vote that way. I don't know.
Well, Amazon scored big with The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the aforementioned show, and Alex Borstein and Tony Shalhoub, who's phenomenal,
awesome.
Won Best Supporting Actress and Actor in a Comedy. And other than that, not really all that notable a night, right, for the audience, right?
I think this is, and I say this with complete, like, I guess, transparency, this is going to be the last, this is like the last 3 or 4 years that we'll see these on primetime television.
Awards?
Yeah.
It's over.
Like
Do you think they'll like put them on like FX or something?
I think they'll put them on their platforms. They'll have their own like on-demand online version. But the idea that they're losing all this time on television for something that people aren't watching anymore.
It used to be an exciting thing where the networks, the big three, and then Fox, the four, they'd rotate.
Their audience is eroding left and right.
And now it's become...
Yeah, I'd love to know a ratings report. Yes. I think we'll probably get that tomorrow, maybe.
Well, I mean, the Grammys, all of these are... They're falling apart.
Well, the Grammys have gone smart where they've tightened...
I love the performances.
The Grammys have turned it into a variety show, and that's the way you need to do it. But you can't just hand out trophies. Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, and it's just not interesting. It's been a long time since I... completely. Oh, the Emmys are on. Forget it. And if I'm doing it, man, forget it.
I think one of the problems is that we've got so many platforms and the programming is so splintered. They're rewarding shows that people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there used to be a lot of four channels.
Yeah, how do you root for the show that you don't care about, you don't even know? That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be a big deal because we had so much many fewer shows.
Yeah,
that
you
were
knew
out
everything.
There.
You could follow the game.
That'll be
yeah.
interesting to see what happens. I think you're absolutely right.
I think
right
you're
about
right,
that.
Oscar.
The award show going the way of the dinosaur. If you thought the Antonio Brown saga was over when he signed with the New England Patriots 2 weeks ago, you were wrong. Friday, we mentioned that Bill Belichick and the Pats cut Brown after just one game. This came after a second woman accused Brown of sexual misconduct, and Sports Illustrated published text messages where he appeared to threaten her into silence by, among other things, sending her a photo of her children. So what happens next? The NFL said its investigation into Brown is, quote, ongoing and will be pursued vigorously and expeditiously. And they implied that if any team does sign him, he'll be suspended indefinitely, at least until their investigation is done. So it's not likely anyone will pick him up right now. Then he tweeted that he's not going to play anymore.
Retired.
And he trashed Bob Kraft and blah, blah, blah. And now there are multiple teams interested in him because it's the NFL. And we'll see what happens with Antonio Brown.
Isn't it magnificent that the same organization that says that if you sign him, he'll be suspended, meanwhile, every piece of the organization is looking into it?
I think this is psychological.
Right?
I think there's something wrong.
Yeah,
like you don't make these erratic behaviors.
Right,
you don't lose all those dollars. You don't burn so many bridges in the span of what? A month?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Patriots made it really kind of clear with the whole debacle that you do have to weigh the performance on the field to the damage done off the field when you're, you know, sitting there and having to deal with all this crap, and who knows where the saga ends. But I guarantee you there are people out there probably still licking their chops that want him in their lineup because it's win-win-win, baby. It's nice to see people on Twitter arguing over something so simple and also something that Russian bots don't have an opinion on. A news anchor from Seattle named Liz Dwakey. She tweeted a picture on Saturday of 6 fun-size candies with the question, "One has to go forever. Which one do you choose?" And the candy choices are Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's Milky Way, and Twix. The tweet went viral with around 35,000 people weighing in. And based on the responses, there's no real consensus. Any opinion here?
Absolutely. Twix. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Twix.
Yep.
Oscar Santana.
Twix, goodbye?
Goodbye.
Why don't you like Twix?
Because what happens with Twix is essentially a Milky Way with a cookie in it. You could create it post-factor if you had to.
Never mind. He wins.
You, Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's, Peanut Butter Snickers Cups, M&M's, Milky
Snickers
Way,
Snickers is
and Twix.
The all-time go-to.
Yeah, it's Snickers is the greatest candy bar ever.
I don't have the logic to actually bake something after the fact. That's the
Milky
same
Way,
confection.
Get rid of Milky Way. That's my opinion.
No, it's
get
my mom's favorite.
I like
an old
Milky
time.
Way.
My mom.
Well, then out of Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's, M&M's, Milky Way, and Twix, which one do you dump?
God damn it.
You must
Come on, make a choice.
M&M's.
You must keep
some M&M's.
No!
M&M's.
No! Melt in your mouth.
Sophie's choice.
Not in your hand. Not in your hand.
America. A woman in the UK recently had to deal with her husband's brother when he stayed with them for 3 days, and he complained the whole time.
Yes.
Like it was a hotel or something. She wrote down 24 complaints he made and posted them online. A woman in the UK.
Love it.
She's also going to leave the list out next time he visits to shame him into shutting up. We got 15 here, Rob.
Okay, the top
you just
five,
count them
top
down
15?
For me.
Good.
And this is the British guy.
All right.
I'll do it with a British accent.
All right,
okay?
15.
The doors won't cuddle with me.
Oh. 14.
I had to move a seat when I borrowed your car because you didn't set it up for me ahead of time.
13.
I can hear traffic in the distance in 12. Your backyard.
12.
The local swimming pool they belong to wasn't open late enough.
11.
They didn't have enough music on vinyl.
Vinyl? 10.
The house had too many rugs.
It's stupid. 9.
The planes overhead are flying too low.
Yeah, redirect those. 8.
Hey, this woman's using her asthma inhaler too much.
7.
Somebody used the bathroom in the middle of the night.
6.
Amazon Prime Video didn't have the new Quentin Tarantino movie yet.
5.
Hold on. Here we go. They had a bunch of spare clothes in my size, but I didn't like the selection.
What a jerk. 4.
The gates on their stairs to keep the kids safe were really inconvenient.
Yeah, I hate inconvenience. 3.
Only 3 blankets. None of them were good enough.
2.
The towels they gave me were white, and I don't like white towels.
And the number one complaint from this a-hole?
The front gate was too squeaky.
Squeaky?
What a prick.
I don't like him.
Thank you very much. And speaking of the UK, there's a 32-year-old woman named Courtney Bax. She is from, she's not from the UK. She's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I got that wrong. Another story. She was visiting Okaloosa Island, Florida last week. Well, around 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, she went for a little stroll to a surf shop, and she took her bicycle and stole a pair of flip-flops and a T-shirt. And she might have gotten away with it if a bunch of people hadn't called the cops for another reason, because lovely Courtney left the store, she hopped on her bicycle, took off her shirt, then she started biking down the middle of the highway.
Oh. Hey!
A bunch of people called the cops about the topless woman biking down the middle of the highway. And when they stopped Courtney, they found the stuff she'd stolen in her bag. She was charged with retail theft on one count, but she should be okay on the other count because in Florida, she can use the let my puppies breathe defense. Thank you very much.
Like my body.
Did you like that one, Michael? I thought I worked real hard on that one. Did you like that? Oh, no, that's not the one I wanted. Stop it!
Not funny.
We'll come back. I'll try to figure out how
let
to do this.
Let those puppies
show.
Breathe.
No prude, Mike.
Yeah, you're
no
prude.
Prude. Yeah, all right. Hi, Patrick. We'll be right back. None of you
bitches. None of you bitches. Got
these exclusives. TMOS Fruitcake.
Hey, not that Cardi B. It's Cardi B from Ballmer, hon.
You better hurry up.
I don't care if you're from Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Highland Town, or Pasadena. You got one more payday before the September 30th cutoff, and boom, bam, that's it, hon. Don't forget your auntie or your grandma or anyone you love. Heck, I'm taking one to Santa Claus down the ocean at the Winter Fest of Lights in November.
Know what I'm saying?
Miss Kringle loves some of Rob's fruitcake.
Ow.
You know, hon, they can't have crabs and beer all year round. So head on over to MikeOmaraShow.com and get those last-minute orders in today.
Okay.
That's cute. I like that. Who did that?
Sharon Bailey did that,
very
and
good.
Jim Amato produced it for her. So it was a collab,
wow.
As they say.
Thanks, kids. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, off limits. Or if you go off track, there's no shaming. Right. Just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom. What do you have to lose? Visit noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program that you will ever need. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. Rob Spiewer.
One moment I want to spotlight from the Emmys last night that got a laugh that wasn't intended to get a laugh. Mm-hmm. And that's always the tastiest and most awkward, isn't it? When they get a laugh that's unintended.
Absolutely.
Presenting Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner.
Oh, this is great.
And the mic, they did not mic the audience for the laugh, but it did come through. When I believe they don't really cotton to the fact that the Kardashians are normal folks.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding
To have the guts to get up there and say that they're unfiltered and unscripted.
We're reading like seventh grade.
You know what? I mean, is it not on full display right there?
Yes.
What we have placed on a pedestal in
value.
This country.
That's what we value.
Absolutely.
I mean, what we should value, Mike, is David Spade.
Oh, it's been reported that Zooey Deschanel is dating one of the Property Brothers. Yeah, so it looks like we have a winner in our worst sentence of the year contest.
And how do you choose which Property Brother to date? That's what I want to know.
You know what? I think they're distinctive in personalities.
And you watch a little closer than me.
He does. Oscar's the reality TV consumer, those two guys.
I bought that house in Georgetown because I watched that show. They can't flip a house in 7 weeks. Nobody can.
Is there one alpha? Is there an alpha between the two brothers a little bit?
Yeah, the guy, the businessman is the alpha.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Because the carpenter is always.
Which one has the cleft palate?
The carpenter is always. The builder is always kowtowing to the businessman.
Cleft palate.
Not funny.
Yes, it was, Michael. You're
we're going to have to fix the floor.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Zoe, get you down. Zoe, get you down. Thank you.
Mike, we haven't done one in a while. The 911 call of the day.
Oh, here we go.
This comes from Washington State, and the 911 call came from a kid who was concerned that his bus driver was running red lights and screaming obscenities at the children on the bus.
Hello, we just got off the bus, me and my friend, and on bus 8, our bus driver, Catherine, she was drunk.
Well, it's just inexcusable. First of all, I want to tell our parents, I'm sorry that this happened.
Yeah.
And as a system, this should not have happened. Unfortunately, we had an individual make an incredibly irresponsible choice who is responsible for our kids.
We're sorry that the bus driver was drunk.
Bus 8.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm compiling enough information to get a story down here. It's just a little erratic down here.
Yeah, well, down you know here. What you do? Mm. Never hurts to take notes, Mike.
Not behavior of bus driver.
Something
drivers,
for the Gazette.
Driver. Just
Gazette.
Not showing up.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
not showing up. The O'Mara Gazette, the new podcast. Yeah. O'Mara's Gazette. Right.
Now, I hate the phrase, the perfect storm. I think it's overused, but I will use it here because it's about things I hate.
Okay.
I don't like when Miley Cyrus sings. I don't like when Miley Cyrus sings a cover song. And I don't like Pink Floyd. This is at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
God, I can't believe you don't like Pink Floyd.
Listen, but this might bring you to my side. Listen to what an impressive thing this is. Miley Cyrus.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? It's not if you can hear me.
That her?
Yes. I wonder
if she's
ever had
a great singer, though.
I wonder if she's ever had a cigarette.
Maybe it was the mix.
Well, no, if you hate this song by Pink Floyd, which you do.
I do hate Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And you're going to hate this.
But I don't think she sounds very good. I think
okay,
she's.
But this is how the song sounds.
But does she not sound throaty? Doesn't she sound ill-used?
I I think we might do it. I know Miley is all over the place, but I've always kind of appreciated her.
Now single. Just confirmed, newly single.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she dumped the girlfriend.
That's
right. Over the weekend. Yeah,
it was Rebound.
Remember the kid in Iowa, Carson King, who held up the sign, need beer money?
Yeah.
And he got a lot of money
fast. For Bush lattes.
Yeah, and he gave it to charity.
He gave it to the Children's Hospital out there. Do you know where he's at now? The original time he checked in, he had raised $30,000 that he gave to the charity. Do you know where awesome. He's at now?
Where?
Check this out.
So right now, with matched contributions, we're at over $822,000.
Starting with one case of beer and now over $800,000.
Originally, they came in from just people watching College Game Day. People caught wind of that. They started donating. Then Bush and Venmo caught wind of it. They're going to match whatever contributions we make. Bush thought this story was so cool. As a little special treat to me, they're sending me a year's supply of Bush Light with my face on the can.
What a good guy. With his likeness on the can.
Yeah.
That's too amazing.
Isn't that great?
He's a hero. But he's great because
it's for Children's Hospital.
And he turned all his money over to Children's Hospital. Yep. That's a great love story. Great. I love it.
Love it. And Mike, as we close today, we take a look backward. Today is the first day of fall. I believe fall started at 3 o'clock this morning, which is why it's going to be 96 degrees today in Washington, D.C.
You know what today is, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you. Did you know what it is? It's the first day of fall.
Oh, yeah.
Did you realize that? First day of fall. This is the day that I take all of my hair pieces out of storage.
That's it.
Get them ready for the winter.
I miss Dave. That's your there magic you audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Really? 96 up in D.C., huh?
Yeah, man.
89 down here today.
Get a scarf.
Hey, we got to get out of here. Now, last week to get fruitcakes. This is our fall fundraiser.
Please, we really need your help. Please
get on there and get yourself a TMOS fruitcake. They are delicious. You're going to love them. And it's really designed to keep this show chugging along for you, ladies and gentlemen. So if you get a chance, get yourself a fruitcake. Do it today. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Not funny.